Hey guys, welcome back to Journey for Blogs podcast. This is episode 19, and today we're going to be talking about overtraining and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, so first of all, I think some people think overtraining is like a myth, and I'm not totally sure if it's like a scientifically proven, I don't know, like theory, but it is a thing, so don't think that like people who saying overtraining like is an actual thing and you should be conscious of it. Like, it is a thing, because we've personally gone through that, and we'll go over that, like our experience with that later on. But so why don't you go ahead and tell?
Yeah, so what I'm gonna say is just what is overtraining, because I feel like a lot of people don't actually know what overtraining is. So basically, it's pushing your body to an unsafe limit where you're just, instead of increasing your like abilities in football, you're just actually worsening like yourself. Yeah. You're making yourself a worse player because you're not you're training quality over quantity over quality. That's how you're training, and it's supposed to be quality over quantity.
Yeah. The big thing is like Joe said, when you train, you obviously you're harming your body. But in a good way, because when you recover, you get stronger and you know, make the neural adaptations. But when you are overtraining, you're training so much, you're not allowing your body to have enough recovery time to then actually make the adaptation. So you're actually going on a downward, like, hill instead of going on a slow upward. You're actually decreasing.
Yeah.
And then, like, some symptoms that come along with that,
like little injuries, like a ton of little injuries.
Every like week or two. And then you got like feeling tired all the time and an abnormal like appetite or diet. So either you don't feel like eating as much as you usually do, or you're eating a lot more than you usually do. I said tired. What else?
Like, you don't have a lot of motivation to train.
Oh, yeah.
Because your body's so run down and tired that, like, you don't want to do anything. And that's not good at all. You should never be in that state.
Yeah, and, like, you should, like, obviously, if you want to become a professional footballer, you should be excited, I would say, 9 out of 10 times to go train. Obviously, we all have those days where we don't feel like it, but then you have to, you know, force yourself too. But you should be excited and wanting to go train for 90% of the time. And if you find yourself, if you find that you aren't, I don't know, excited or wanting to go work out multiple days in a row, you might want to look at your training schedule and move it around and stuff.
Yeah, and also a big thing that comes with overtraining is recovery. I guarantee if you recover properly, you'll never be overtraining, because you have to take your recovery as serious as your training. And like, just a little like trick I've used. So like, let's say I train for 2 hours, I'll try and recover for half that time. So an hour. And that's like a good standard to set, because in order to keep improving, you have to be at your best, and to be at your best, you have to always be recovering. So that's a very important thing.
That's a good point. And also, like, when you're training, obviously I said that you're breaking down your body, and if you can recover better, you can train more. So again, think about it like that. Like, if I recover really well, if I eat really well, I can train more.
Like, if you're in season, you shouldn't be training, like, after a game, before a game, stuff like that. That's just gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And, the main thing you should be doing at those periods is recovering. So, just always take the recovery just as important as the training part, because that's how you'll essentially get better.
Yeah, and with, like, matches and stuff, you always want to be fresh, and even team training sessions, because that's what matters. Your team trainings and your games, that is what matters. Individual training and all the other stuff, the gym, that's supplement to your team training and your matches. So you want to be as fresh as possible for those so you can perform. Because at the end of the day, you want to be on that field come match day. So if you do an individual session and you're tired and you have team training at night and you don't perform, guess what? Now you're putting your starting 11 spot in jeopardy because you wanted to go do an extra training session, which isn't smart. And you may think, oh, I'm getting some extra work in. Yeah, great. But if you don't perform at your team trainings, then you're screwing yourself over.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about our personal experiences with overtraining and
how we, like, overcame it.
Yeah, we both overtrained when we first started training, mostly for me. As you get better with training and, like, you listen to stuff like this, you'll understand that overtraining shouldn't be a problem in your life if you just are smart about it.
Yeah. And it, honestly, no matter, like, what we say or what anyone else says, you'll probably end up learning the hard way, because that's what we did. We always heard people, like, you know, say, like, overtraining and stuff, and we're like, oh, well, we're good. We recover and stuff.
But and, like, it even sometimes it's weird because me and Dan, we would be like, oh, we feel fine. We could go train. But in reality, we don't feel fine. Like, we feel fine at the moment, but all those little times adding up, are just killing our body. And that's what happened to me. Like, I would be training, like, 2 times a day, like, 7 days a week, no break. And I would be like, yeah, I feel good. But then, like, it would catch up to me, and I would get, like, all these little aches and pains, and, like, my knees started hurting, my ankles started hurting. Everything was tight all the time, so then I just had to take a break because it hurt, and I had to stop because I knew I was pushing too much.
Mm-hmm. And it might not catch up to you in, like, 2 or 3 weeks, but I guarantee you it will. like, last year at this time, I remember exactly, I was training, again, probably, like, twice a day at least, and I hadn't taken an off day in about 3.5 weeks, which is stupid, by the way, so don't ever do that.
You should always have an off day once a week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Something that we've done, and we haven't really gotten those little injuries. We've gotten injuries, but that's always going to happen. But taking a day off a week, highly, highly recommend. Like, I'm not even saying you should do it. Like, you have to do it. It's so beneficial to you and your progress, and you might not think so, but I'm telling you, it is. I'll go into that a little bit later, but last year at this time, I was overtraining, and I ended up getting IT band syndrome from overtraining. I don't know if you guys know, but it's an overuse injury, obviously. and then, like, the next week, I got something else, and then I was like, I thought to myself, I was like, well, I have to do something. I wanted to keep training every day, but I can't train as much, I can't train as long, and I have to take a day or two off a week so I can consistently progress instead of progressing for 2 weeks at a time, getting injured, taking a week off, and then doing the same thing. Like, that's not consistent. So if you do one training session a day for an hour and a half, that's better than doing 3 hours for a week and then getting injured. It's the same amount of time, but you get injured instead of consistently progressing. And you feel better, too.
Yeah, like Dan said, I think the max amount of time you need to train is, like, 2.5 hours. And that's for, like, a shooting drill, shooting session, and majority of that time is, like, collecting balls or something.
Yeah.
Like, not majority, but at least, like, a half hour. So, yeah. 2 hours is a good training period, and that's, like, heavy. And then I would recover for an hour after that. But, like, 45 minutes to, like, an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, is all you need to train and to get better. It doesn't take rocket science. You don't have to do all, like, these fancy drills and stuff. Just, like, get a ball, go out there, do whatever you want to do, come home, recover, and eat the proper meal that you need, and I guarantee you will never have the problem of overtraining if you train smart like that.
Yeah. And from our experience, like, now, I'm definitely not training as much as I used to.
But you're still getting better.
I'm still improving. And again, like, it's obviously I have an off day, but it's 1 to 2 trainings a day, and I barely even do double soccer sessions anymore. Occasionally, yes, if I'm feeling up for it, but again, I always wake up, and I gauge how my body's feeling, and I think that's what everyone should do. Get a sense of, like, how you're feeling, and then base what your training schedule is going to look like off of that. Don't just plan out, oh, I'm going to do 3 sessions that day and 2 sessions this day, because you don't know how you're going to feel in 3 days. So always listen to your body. Trust me, because I've gotten many injuries where I don't listen to my body. When you feel something, just stop, rest it for a day, and you'll probably be fine, instead of going through it and then making it worse, because I've done that, and it's stupid.
Yeah, and I feel like the whole goal for footballers is to not get injured, and if you're overtraining, it's just, like, bound to happen to get injured. Like, that's one of the main downsides of the sport, is that you're always in risk of injury, because it's a contact sport, it's fast-paced, a lot of cutting movements and stuff like that, so if you take the overtraining part out of it, that reduces your percent of getting injured by a lot.
Yeah, and like Joe said before, it's always quality over quantity. So, again, like he said, we would be at the field for 2 hours, but we're actually training for maybe an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah, plus, like, breaks and stuff that we give ourselves.
We have water breaks, getting the balls and stuff, warming up, cooling down, all that stuff. We're not training for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. We're just at the field for that time. A training session shouldn't go longer than an hour and a half, in my belief, because you want to keep it short and intense. And, like, again, don't be on your phone. Don't be, like, sitting around for more than 2 or 3 minutes for a break, because you want to keep it short, intense, and quality. And don't just go to the field and shoot a couple balls and then sit down, because that's not really training.
Yeah, so that about does it for this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next one.